This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USAPrepares.com. And we're broadcasting 2 hours today, special report on alternative energy, solar power, for you and for your energy independence. Brandon Williams of IronEdison.com and his engineering team is here with us today. And this is the continuation of the first hour. We're talking about the battery components of the system and how important it is to select the right battery system. And we talked about nickel iron battery advantages and the best choice as it was described for the off-grid solution, the nickel iron battery solution. And we've got Tim Nazemel and Luke Simmons with us to continue that discussion. So when we talk about the battery, just to recap, the life expectancy of the nickel iron battery is what?
Tim? So we're looking at, okay. We're looking at 30 years, mm-hmm. and so it is the lowest total cost of ownership of any battery for these off-grid applications, and we're competing against primarily lead-acid batteries, also known as golf cart batteries. These have a lower upfront cost, but the highest total cost of ownership. These batteries need to be replaced on average every 5 years. So you're looking at 30 years of a system. Your solar panels are going to last 25, 30 years. Why not have your battery last that long? And when you use lead-acid battery, you're looking at replacing it every 5 years and maybe even sooner if you make make one critical mistake with that battery and it's done. That's where nickel iron comes in as pretty much all the weaknesses of a lead acid battery is a strength of nickel iron. And so we're really looking at longevity and lowest total cost of ownership of any battery for an off-grid system.
Luke, when you say make one mistake, tell us what you mean by that with lead acid. What could we do that would cost us, we would have to replace the battery bank. What would we have done to cause that?
So lead-acid batteries don't like to be discharged more than 50%. So you have to be very careful about how far you're taking that battery down. So say you have a period of cloudy weather and you're not, you know, maybe you're out of town or you're not, watching your system every day. And next thing you know, you've drained that battery farther than you should have. And it can't recover from that. You'll lose capacity and you'll eventually see overall performance start to sag and it's time for a new battery. So that is one of the many things that, is a weakness of the lead acid battery. And like I said, lower upfront cost, but the highest total cost of ownership of any battery around. So nickel iron is a little more of an upfront investment. It is a premium product. We're looking at about twice the upfront cost of a lead acid battery. But when you look at what you're going to get and the value over those 30 years, it's the clear choice and the clear winner for longevity.
Okay. So let's say, let's talk about how important it is that the batteries, if we have a string of batteries, and let's say they are delivering 24 volts or 48 volts. How important is it that if we were to use lead acid batteries that they would all be of the same strength, if you will, the same capacity? Is that important or is it not important?
It is. The lowest capacity battery will bring down the rest if you don't use similar in like capacities. And in the same vein, you really have to oversize your lead acid bank. Because like I said, you're half of that capacity, you're never going to be able to use. And that's just the nature of the lead acid battery. So we see these huge oversized battery banks. Whereas nickel iron, we're able to use all of that energy. We recommend an 80% depth of discharge, but you can drain it completely and not damage the battery. So, you know, we're looking at just, a better, more appropriately sized battery for your energy needs with nickel iron.
Now, years ago, if you went to a gas station, the mechanics, and I'm talking in the 1940s, 50s, maybe even the 1960s, the mechanics would say, never put a car battery or a lead acid battery on the floor, on the concrete floor. And so they would always raise them up. And I have a feeling that it had nothing to do with the concrete in the battery. It had to do with the freezing of the battery. How important is it to keep the batteries from freezing?
Yeah, with a lead acid battery, if you drain it completely, if you've discharged it for the day, a lot of that electrolyte is water, and it can easily freeze. If it's, you know, on that concrete environment, below freezing. So, nickel iron cannot, it is rated down to 30 below zero. And so it has been used for years in Alaskan Railroad, Canadian Railroad switching stations because of this. It's very durable to cold weather, and you don't have to worry about freezing it and ruining the battery. It won't freeze down to 30 below.
Mm-hmm. May I ask you this? Here's something that I don't quite understand. Thomas Edison's company invented this battery, and I guess Edison himself was the guy who is known as the inventor of the nickel iron battery. What happened to that? So that, you know, we used to have electric cars. I saw a 1906 electric car, and it was using, you know, batteries. And I've been to the telephone switching station in our little hamlet here in Missouri, and they've got the nickel iron batteries. Why did they disappear from us being able to use them as consumers, except for buying them from companies like ironedison.com? What happened? Was it the cost?
Well, the battery is inherently a non-consumable, which is for most big corporations, they don't like that. They want you to buy their product every few years and keep it coming. So it was actually the Edison Storage Battery Company was actually bought by Exide, which is a large lead acid battery company in the early 70s. And 2 years later, they ceased all production of the nickel iron battery. Now, we don't know exactly why. We can infer, like I said, it's a non-consumable. It's maybe a little higher cost of production, and they didn't see the profits that they could get with lead acid batteries. So it's really been revitalized in the last 4, 5, 6 years by Iron Edison for use in off-grid applications because it pairs so well with solar. One of the knocks on the nickel iron battery over the years is a self-discharge rate of about 1% per day. So it's not a good battery if you're just going to charge it up and let it sit there as a UPS and use it when you need it, because it'll slowly self-discharge. But when you pair that with solar, when you pair that with renewable energy where you're receiving a charge every single day, you negate that weakness and get all the benefits of the battery, which is longevity, durability, and just ease of use.
Mm-hmm. And when we refresh the electrolyte, when we refresh it, that really means change out the electrolyte, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. The electrolyte starts to absorb carbon dioxide from the air and forms a precipitate, a solid really, that starts to collect at the bottom of the cell and starts to collect on some of the plates. And so that just needs to, we recommend every 7 to 10 years, changing that electrolyte out. We can source the ingredients for the electrolyte, and we have detailed instructions on how to do that. And, it's simply a matter of refreshing it. And you essentially have a brand new battery. Like Tim mentioned earlier, there's no plate degradation. And, you know, you essentially have refreshed the battery, and this is how we get 30 plus years of life out of this technology.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when we do that, do you have a rough idea of what the cost is? Are we talking minimal expense to refresh the electrolyte, or are we talking about a major expense?
We're talking roughly 10% of the original upfront cost of the battery. So there is a large volume of electrolyte used in a lot of these cells, and we have the exact percentage for each of our amp hour capacities, but roughly 10%. So not a huge expenditure. And again, if you look at the cost of replacing lead acid batteries 5, 6, 7 times over 30 years compared to one nickel iron battery and 3 electrolyte refreshes, nickel iron is still the clear winner, you know, right around $1 per usable watt hour, whereas with lead acid, you're going to pay $2 to $5 per usable watt hour. So even with the electrolyte refreshes, the value is still there, and it's still the best choice for longevity.
Okay. And in terms of setting up this battery bank, are there any precautions that, like, let's say a person wanted to install them in his garage. Let's say he had a garage that had garage doors and he could drive the car in and out, or cars in and out. Are there any concerns about having the batteries in the garage or in a garage? Or do they need to be in a separate building, or do they need to be in a shed? Where do we put these batteries?
So the battery, just like a lead acid battery, will off-gas hydrogen and oxygen, and that's just the water, the water molecule being split inside. So because it is off-gassing hydrogen, that is flammable in even small quantities. So we recommend placing it in a well-ventilated environment, and even better yet, a battery box with an inline vent fan and ventilation of the outside. So as long as those precautions are taken, you will be safe. But you know, with anything, you know, that's flammable, we want to take the utmost precaution. And so we recommend a vented battery box or a shed or an outbuilding with proper ventilation where there's no, you know, ignition sources nearby.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So when we talk about a battery box, are we talking about something that could be manufactured out of or constructed out of wood? Is that what we're talking about?
Very simple. Yep. Exactly. Wood, maybe plexiglass front to be able to see inside. And we have a couple great articles on how to build that. Everyone is unique depending on your application and where you're going to put the batteries. So we don't have a pre-configured battery box, but it's very simple to build. And we have a couple great articles giving you step-by-step instructions on how to do that.
Luke, When I was a teenager, and actually even before that, I did the maintenance on our vehicles at home. And that included checking the electrolyte and topping it off with distilled water, you know, wearing a passive pair of safety glasses and having a bottle that had a very tiny spout so I could squeeze in distilled water. When we come back, can you talk about the maintenance that's required? We'll talk about lead acid, and we'll talk about the nickel iron battery maintenance.
Absolutely, yep.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, a place for mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, IronEdison.com is with us. Luke Simmons is telling us about the batteries on the system. And joining us is Hunter Hendershot of IronEdison.com. So let's talk about the maintenance of these systems, the battery systems. When we have a lead acid battery, as we have here on some of the equipment and diesel equipment here at the farm, trucks and tractors and so forth, we need to check the electrolyte level, and we need to replace what has evaporated with distilled water. So we need to do that in order to ensure the maximum life expectancy of the batteries. And batteries are, you know, expensive. And we use a hydrometer to check each cell and make sure that, you know, the cells are of equal specific gravity. What is the maintenance of the lead acid batteries of a typical system? And then let's move on to what is the maintenance of the nickel iron batteries?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, lead acid batteries and nickel iron batteries both are flooded typically and use water and need to be refilled with distilled water every so often. So nickel iron is actually easier to take care of. There's no hydrometer necessary. It's alkaline electrolyte compared to acid for the lead acid. And specific gravity does not change. So you don't need to worry about where your electrolyte is. It will always stay the same. And so all you have to do is use distilled water, typically every 4 to 6 weeks. And on each cell, there's a clearly marked minimum and maximum water line. So, you know, we recommend checking the battery once a week, seeing where it's at, and then planning accordingly. And typically every 4 to 6 weeks, you'll just need to top the cells off with distilled water. It's as simple as that.
Okay. And we talked about discharging, a depth of discharge of the lead acid batteries at 50% can damage them. Is that the same or is it different for the nickel iron batteries?
It's different. So the battery can actually give you all of its capacity with no damage. So that's another great feature about it. You don't have to babysit it. You don't have to worry about how far you're draining it. Now we recommend 80%. To plan on, and that's just staying conservative with what the battery is able to give you. So we design all of our systems around an 80% depth of discharge, but also tell our customers, don't worry about it. If you take it down farther than that, you're not going to hurt it. It'll bounce right back the next day, and you'll see no ill effects. Where with a lead acid battery, you do that once, and you may have ruined the entire set of batteries.
So looking at what you just said, with a lead acid battery, we don't want to go below 20%. Is that correct? Of depth of discharge?
Typically, depth of discharge is correlated with cycle life. So the shallower you take it, the more number of cycles you can get out of it. So yeah, so for maximum cycle life, 20%, you know, even 15% is recommended. But then you end up with a hugely oversized battery bank and tons of extra battery capacity just sitting there that you're never going to be able to use. Whereas with nickel iron, it's not that case. We size it to fit your needs, and you're able to use, you know, all of that or at least 80% of it is what we count on.
You know, what you just said is so valuable, because I have a feeling that not all of us understood that, Luke, that you can take your nickel iron battery down 80% versus 20% for the lead acid battery. So, you know, when we think about capacity, we get a lot more capacity out of the nickel iron battery system just in that component of the equation alone.
Right. And that goes along with just the overall ease of maintenance. It's easier to take care of. There's no equalization charge that's needed like for a lead acid. Pretty simple charging regimen. You know, we want it to get up to a certain voltage and charge it that all day, every day. There's no float charge needed. There's no equalization. So on the whole, it's just a much easier and simpler battery to take care of and much more rugged and durable and built to last. Like we've been saying all broadcasts, you know, 30 plus years.
Luke, let me ask you one more question before we get into the research and design of the system with Hunter Hendershot. When your customers call and they ultimately make that decision to, okay, here's what we agreed to purchase from IronEdison.com, what percentage would you say says, you know what, I'm convinced nickel iron's the way to go versus another battery? What percentage are willing to do what I would consider would be the best choice?
Most or all of them, because most of them contacted us in the first place because they love the battery. So it's an easy sell when you look at the numbers.
There you go. Okay, when we come back, Hunter Endershot's going to be with us when we talk about research and design of these systems.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
As we're talking about solar power systems, and back in 1980, I was doing a seminar with one of our founders of our satellite communications company, and we wanted to convey a message. And the message was how to spend your money carefully when you buy the equipment. And so what we did was in the stage in a large theater in front of everybody, we said, when you're buying satellite communications equipment, invest your money. Don't throw it away. And we took out of our suit pocket, $100 bills, and we threw it up in the air and we said, invest your money, don't throw it away. And we were trying to make a point. And that's where Hunter Hendershot comes in. You want to spend your money very, very carefully when you buy this equipment. So welcome, Hunter.
Hi, Vincent. Thank you for having me. Yeah, so what I'd really like to talk about out here with the crowd is research design and then organizing all this research that you've come across and understanding these systems. I find it with my customers here over the last while now, it's very important to understand how the system works. And I really work diligently to help educate my customers on all the components, such as the inverters and the charge controllers, and then the battery, of course. Those are going to be your three main components, and then there's other accessories, such as Magnum has an auto gen start unit, same as Schneider Electric and several other manufacturers. But for example, this auto gen start, it's going to work. They have two different models. One model will work with the multi-mode inverters that Rhodes mentioned earlier, where the inverter can literally communicate to the generator, send a signal and say, hey, we've hit this voltage, let's turn on. Now, some of these inverters out here that a lot of these customers, the off-graders, do-it-yourselfers, have been doing this for 10, 15, 20 years, they may have earlier versions of inverters where they don't have these capabilities, so they require a different type of auto gen start, such as the AGS-S version. And this works with electrical pulse and a two-wire system, and to where you can also put in specifically to that the voltages that need to be read and then turning on the generator. So when it comes to the overall system, a lot of times customers of mine already have some components. We're never against working with what you already have, but we want to make sure that all the components are going to work together, as there are many, many charge controllers out there. There's many inverters out there. They don't all have the same capabilities, and not all of them will work with our batteries. Not all of them will work with the newer components on the market. So specifically with our nickel iron batteries, there is a higher voltage that needs to be hit, 1.65 volts per cell to be specific. Without hitting this voltage, we're not really going to put much of a charge into these batteries. So it's very, very important that we do this. And that's where we come to charge controllers and inverters. Most of the charge controllers out there are going to be able to do that, especially the MPPT charge controllers. But inverters, that's another area where sometimes we have to take out a couple cells until a firmware update comes out. For example, if you're wanting to charge from any AC source, you have to go through your inverter to invert that back to DC and charge the batteries. Now, be it a generator or the grid, either or. Most inverters on the market are going to be about 2 volts shy of what our requirements are. So we drop a cell or two until that manufacturer comes out with a firmware update, such as Outback Power has one coming out here shortly in a couple months. Once that comes out, all of their components will reach the voltages that we're shooting for to use in every part of these batteries and optimize this system.
You know, as you say this, what you're really saying is you really need to have some technical support when you make these decisions because of these voltages, of the batteries. And so where do you start? Do you start with the batteries and then you work from there? Or do you start with the solar panels? Or do you start with the inverter? Where does a person start with the system design?
Well, you can start by calling Iron Edison and asking a couple of questions. I'll gladly help them.
No, I understand that. I understand that. And I agree. And that's what I did. But what I'm saying is when you start, do you start with the battery and then make sure that all the battery bank and make sure that all of the other components work with those batteries? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes and no. So I typically start with, I look at the load calculations and then what we're shooting for. What are the goals of the customer? Are they looking to cover all of their electrical needs? Or are they looking to supply a sub panel going in for just critical loads and just for if the grid goes down or the worst case scenarios or what have you, or if they just want to power, for example, just a fridge and some lights. So, and then from there, I look at how much solar are we going to need to produce the energy required. And then I look at the battery. So kind of the solar and the battery at the same time. They go hand in hand. You got to have so much solar to not only supply your electrical needs, but as well as to charge up the battery daily as well. And then from there, I size appropriately inverter and charge controller and all the other components that go into this.
And so let's say a person says, it's just too much to think about. I'm going to buy one component and then get another one and another one. What happens? What have you seen typically happening when someone does that? Do they waste money?
Absolutely, Vince. And I come across this quite often with some of my customers. They, they talk to me a little bit and then they go out and buy something that they've done some research on. And they come back and they say, a couple months later and say, hey, I got this part. What else do I need? And I say, well, let's take a look at it. Give me information on it. And I look up and, well, hey, it turns out this isn't exactly what you need. It's close, but we need another version of this that's going to meet our requirements for the entirement of the system and to meet what your goals are. So that does happen. For example, buying a charge controller that's only going to supply for a 24-volt battery, and we are originally going for a 48-volt system. So this obviously isn't going to work. It's not going to hit the voltages.
And let's talk about that for a few minutes, if we may. When we are selecting as a customer whether we go with a 12-volt, 24, 48-volt system, what are the advantages of the higher voltage? Can you share that with us?
Oh, absolutely. If you're looking to power anything that requires a 240 volt supply or quotations 220 volt, as it's more commonly referred to, you're going to require at least a 24 volt system. Now, optimally, a 48 volt system is going to be a little bit more suitable. It'll be able to more easily provide that power, as well as smaller wire requirements. As the higher voltage, the wire will not have to carry so much amperage through it.
And class, one way to think about this is if you're using a jumper cable in your car, it's not a thin piece of wire. It's a very heavy cable. And sometimes you might say, geez, these jumper cables aren't heavy enough. They just can't carry the current. And what we're talking about is the higher the voltage your system is, the smaller the wire is necessary to carry that current. So our system is a 48 volt. Now, are we looking at in the future going to 96 volts?
No, not at all. With anything above 48 volts is typically going to be a custom application, whereas that's more towards our lithium department, building custom batteries for higher voltage, industrial and large businesses, telecom, whatnot. But for the average homeowner, here in North America, everything is going to run off of 12, 24, 48 volt, which can correlate with 120 and 240, so the 96 wouldn't be necessary, especially as there's no components out there that are designed to work with the inverters, charge controllers. They're not designed to charge a battery that is 96 volts or really any higher than a charge of 66 volts.
Okay. Hunter, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before Jim Vinson gets in behind the microphone talking about code, safety, and permits and inspections?
Yeah, I would just really like to emphasize, Vincent, that for your audience and our customers as well, that to take your time and to educate yourself, call in, ask questions, learn about how these components work together so that you can get a great idea of every component you're going to have for your system and how it works together before you go out and buy something, then have to spend the time, the extra money to return it, then get the other component that's going to work. So, yeah, keep it organized, do some learning, and ask questions.
Hunter, I can tell you that I believe I made three or four calls before and at length to make sure I fully understood what selections that I had were correct. So that was before the purchase, three or four calls to help round out my education and upgrade my education. So do you welcome those kinds of calls?
Absolutely. You know, I this is what I do all day, every day, and I enjoy talking to my customers, not only talking with them and learning more about what their goals are, but educating them along the way. And that always feels good, that when it clicks in their mind, oh, this is how this works, and this is why these components are necessary. And I am always open to chat all day long and talk about what the customer's goals are and help them achieve these goals of freedom and become an off-grid.
Hunter, is there any charge for this call? You know, when a person calls you, first call, second call, says, you know, here's what I'm thinking about doing. Can I get a little education here? And do you charge for that, or is it free?
Absolutely free, 100%.
There you go. Hunter, thanks so much for spending time with us. Jim Vinson's up next. Jim Vinson, let's talk about safety and code compliance and permits and inspections.
Absolutely, Vincent. Thank you as well. This has been a great segment here today. And Brandon mentioned when he first got started coming from a construction management background, working as a project engineer and project manager, one of the first things they teach you is safety first. And one of the things that we feel here at Iron Edison is that you need to be safe. Make sure that you don't hurt yourself, your property, or your family.
When we come back, let's talk about what that means, and we'll talk about code and compliance and building permits and inspections if they're necessary in your neck of the woods. And then Brandon's going to join us, and we've got about 6 minutes of broadcast time left. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site, let alone a house? Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items, and they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per-item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
for the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report every weekday on the GCN Radio Network. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This can be sliding. What are today's hot? Why today? God, you're take my when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, this is a two-hour special on solar power, and we've been talking with Jim Vincent and Brandon Williams is behind the microphone as well right now. We're talking about the safety concerns, and safety is first, because we're talking about installing solar panels which may be on a roof, and we are talking about using electricity. So let's make safety first. Jim Vincent?
Yeah, Vincent, you know, safety first means that you are going to be your own safety system or safety manager. We recommend that you employ licensed electricians or certified solar installers to work with you, at least at the minimum of overseeing your design, working with us as part of that as well, and then we work with those people that you bring to the table to assist you. To make sure that you're creating a design that incorporates all the appropriate components. And the key point is we never really want you to work alone either, because going it alone can lead to injury, death, or damage for your equipment or your home. And this is a major investment. But most importantly, we don't want anybody to be hurt. So one of the things we do is we send out ahead of time user guides, install manuals, wiring diagrams. Also, if you're working with a certified solar installer or electrician on site, they're going to help you put together packages that you would then take forward for building permits and inspections. And I know a lot of your listeners are really kind of going off grid because they don't want to involve anybody in what they're doing. But it's recommended that you do get a building department permit before installing the system. They're going to make sure that you're adhering to the National Electrical Code, Bustle Notice, NEC. And these aren't federal law, but they're adopted by the states and local municipalities. because they want to standardize safe electrical practices. And if you don't follow those as a homeowner and property owner, you can fall under civil liability lawsuits for loss of life or property. And we don't want that to happen to you.
You're exactly right. Let me, we've got George in Canada. Welcome, George.
Howdy, Vincent. Thanks for taking my call. I heard your host talking about a lithium battery just a little while ago, and I want to set up a small system in my barn for water and lights, and I'm just wondering if they could just do a little comparison between the nickel iron and the lithium, the pros and the cons about it.
There you go.
Well, lithium iron is a very exciting product for us right now. We're having a lot of interest in it. And it's been very exciting, and we just really started ramping up our production. The battery itself is a maintenance-free, it's a vent-free battery. That is a huge plus. A lot of people like the concept of 30 years of life. You're going to get about half of that, or about 14 years of life, if you utilize it based on a 50% depth of discharge model. So the price is approximately the same. There is a difference in price, but it's fairly similar. But you are getting half of the life, a little less than half of the life out of lithium iron. But again, maintenance-free, vent-free.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to get in contact with you fellas to find out some more information, and great show. Thank you, Vincent.
You're certainly welcome. And, George, that number is 720-432-6433, ironedison.com. 720-432-6433. And class, there'll be many more of these special broadcasts about alternative energy, solar power, batteries, charge controllers, inverters, so forth, because I know a lot of you want to do what we're doing. Wow, that was a very fast 2 hours. Brandon Williams, do you have any final words in the last 20 seconds?
It's been, you can see what an incredible team that we have here at Iron Edison, and we're really excited to be involved with teaching your class these important lessons.
Class, if you were ever wondering why I selected Iron Edison, now you know. Now you know. No one was unable to answer any questions, and there's a wealth of information, and you can get personalized attention by dialing 720-432-6433. Brandon Williams and the rest of the team, thank you so much for being with us today in class. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.